Good morning. Our first dog was a miniature dachshund, a sausage dog called Scotty. Sadly, he suddenly went blind at the age of 7. He was sorry for himself for about a month, and then he got on with life again. It was very moving to watch him come to terms with his disability. His favourite game became blind man's buff, and there was something inspirational about a blind dog running at full speed along an open beach. He knew it was safe to run there. He could walk about the house without bumping into things. He could pinch a carrot cake off a guest's plate before they could stop him. He could even steal a dog treat out of the grasp of a Jack Russell dog guarding it. 3 years later, he got another blow. He was diagnosed with Cushing's disease, which causes dementia. He would stand still, obviously having forgotten what he was trying to do or where he was going. Dementia on top of blindness is a double blow, double blindness. He would sit staring at a blank wall, unable to see it, and unable to figure out why he was just sitting there. What a parable of life. We sometimes feel that our leaders are the blind leading the blind, to use a Bible expression. We ourselves sometimes feel like blind people fumbling in the dark. The prophets and Jesus often felt that people have eyes but they cannot see, minds but they cannot perceive. Double blindness is when we're so ignorant that we even think that we can see better than anyone else, and there's no telling us. Ignorance leading to pride and then a fall. Our society and many individuals today, like Scotty, have lost our bearings. It is the side effect of a major illness called sin. We've lost sight of God, others, and what our life is all about. Unfortunately, there is no known cure for Cushing's disease in dogs. But the good news is that there is a cure for human sin disease and its side effects, including spiritual blindness. Unfortunately, there is no known cure for Cushing's disease in dogs. But the good news is that there is a cure for human sin disease and its side effects, including spiritual blindness. The cure is Jesus, who can heal blindness and the sin which causes it. He said to the paralyzed man, "Your sins are forgiven. Rise, take up your bed and walk."